Hey there, everybody. How you doing out there? I mean, everybody, as Adam would say. This is the mini source code. This is our second episode, and I noticed that a lot of people have downloaded our first one, and I'm really glad about that. What this is, in a brief summary, and Adam, I want to just, you know, I wanted to make a little audio comment in this as well. This is the mini version of Adam's daily source code. If you don't have time to listen to the whole file, the file's too big, you got a mini iPod, and you don't got that much space for it, this is the mini version of the source code, called the mini source code. So, today's show is November 15th, 2004, and I'm just going to go through what Adam talked about on the show. So, the first thing, let's see, you know, the movers are there packing stuff up. There's about six movers in the house. Patricia's upstairs packing. Christina's in the room in the bar with him, just, you know, putzing around on her computer. The other day she was off school and she didn't even know why. Somebody wrote in and wrote that it was Armistice Day. It was the 11th day, the 11th month, and probably the 11th hour in 1918 when World War I ended. So we finally found out what the story behind that was. We have Adam talking about iPod or ears, and some recommendations for Adam. Cher actually recommends for Adam to get the new, these are the some Sony headphones, and he kind of doesn't want earphones. He kind of wants some more earbuds. So he knows what people are listening to because he wants to hear what we're hearing, basically. Then Renee wants to know about Adam's mouse. It's actually by MacMice.com. It's the BT mouse. That stands for Bluetooth. Then Bullet Ear James, which is Donna and Drew's best friend. And if you can listen to their podcast, which is so great, go to iPodder.org and stream up to that. And Donna and Drew, their friend, he's saying about the earbuds. He has Sony MDR-ED21LP. He says he really likes those. And then Scott Hunter says he has a really great option for Adam. It's the Sony MDR-W08. And they kind of slightly fit over your ear, but they're not earbuds and they're not earpieces. So, you know, that's a great option as well. I personally, like I said on the first episode, I love my Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones. They're the best headphones you'll ever wear. Put them on and you can't hear a single sound around you. Sit in the quietest room possible and turn these things on and it's even quieter. The Bose Quiet Comfort 2 noise canceling headphones from Bose. I have to throw that in every week. That way maybe they send me something. That would be so great, Bose. Just send me free stuff, you know. And all of the show notes, by the way, I have my paper notes here, but all of the show notes are available at nickstar.com. Also, Adam has launched dailysourcecode.com, and you can get his show notes there as well, which ours coincide with each other because this is the mini version of Adam's daily source code. Next up on the agenda, Adam's PowerBook battery died over the weekend. He's going to have no broadband, apparently, where he's moving. So he's going to have to find an Apple store to, you know, get, you know, broadcast from or go into town or something. He's going to have to, you know, work that issue out. Then Tony from Oz, he's from Australia. He wants to know, first off, when's there going to be an iTunes on Australia? I'm on all the tech sites, and I don't know. I haven't seen any rumors about this yet. There is a Mac conference scheduled for January, and maybe we can find out something at that point. Also, he says, quote to Adam in an email, that listening to the daily source code, they're like getting stoned with your mates and listening to shit you normally wouldn't listen to. So that's a comment from him, Tony from Oz there. All right, fun with voicemail. This is so great. Every day people get voicemail, and this person did a little bit funny thing with it. I'm going to cut off the broadcast a little short, but this is kind of a funny thing to do with voicemail, so listen in.
Hello. I think you're the biggest fucking loser I've ever met in my life. Hello. I think you're the biggest fucking loser I've ever met in my life. This message is for Tim. Tim, this is Anna. And I'm just calling. Tim, this is Anna, and I'm just calling to tell your answering machine so you can play it over and over again. Play it over and over again.
It's So that's a little fun you can have with some voicemail. Apparently that guy edited that together, and he did it really well. And I feel sorry for that guy, because that woman hates him. then Tony Comp, he's talking about, he's one of the first broadcasters that's actually doing a podcast. And it's called Morning Stories. Subscribe to that at iPodder.org. And listen to get your morning stories every morning. I listen to this every day, guys. It's so good. Subscribe to that feed at iPodder.org. And he's a broadcaster that he actually podcasts as well. It's really great to see broadcasters moving over into the new medium. I guess this is a new medium, and I really think it's awesome that they're doing that. Then Patricia jumps in for a bit, talks to Adam, and asks for some money. Give me some money. So Adam gives her some money. I don't have my sound effects up today, people, but I do have like a cash register here somewhere. That's not what I'm... I'll get those up better later next time. I got a little flash soundboard I've got. It's kind of cool. I got a touchscreen and everything. So anyway, then Jamie's last podcast. He's a Spanish podcaster, and supposedly he's doing his last show. And nobody knows why. But Adam, or Jamie, please, Adam, get him to do some more shows, because this guy, he was really great, especially for the Spanish community. I think it's a great thing for them to do that. So then Tony Mullins. From BigTone.org, he plays some RIAA music for us. Adam plays a little bit of his RIAA music, and it's really, really good, so you should check that out. Then there's talks about the BBC interview that happened this past weekend, how it was kind of it's kind of the big old media versus the new small media, and Adam said that the show will probably be airing on the 23rd or the 25th. They're probably going to have a real video format of it, and we'll try and get that out of the podcast or some sort of way to just distribute that to everybody so that everybody can see that story. Then Rasterweb Audio has a promo, and if you want Adam to listen to your stuff, put stuff up on openpodcast.org. I got the website name wrong last time. Openpodcast.org. Put it up there and put the promo. He was supposed to go to BloggerCon 3, but he missed the date. He's going to go to BloggerCon 4 now. So then the podcast radio, podcasttheater.com, they're doing new radio dramas, kind of like they used to do back in the 70s and stuff. So that's kind of cool. The Trio Podcaster, he's in trouble with his wife, is a spousal commission SCC. He said his wife couldn't cook, and she cost him a couple blouses, and next time it's going to cost him some jewelry. So then we listen to Scott Brenner, and he says that interstitial is the word of the day, and I believe they got that from Webster.com. You can find that online as well. Kent Squibb, he's got a very dry humor. The Ken and Squibb show, I'm sorry. They used to work with Adam, and Squibb, her real name is Cindy, and she actually puked on Adam one time. And I think I have one of those somewhere around here, don't I? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I threw up on Adam one time, and they're great friends of him back from the NTV days. Then Cover Bill, they're going to be having a top 100 or so countdown, the best of 2004, coming in December. So stay tuned for that. Go to coverbill.com, subscribe to their RSS feed, and listen to them. They have some of the greatest covers out there. And it's all, I'm not sure if it's all RAA approved, but it is great music. Then David Johnson, let's see. He just got his first iPod. He just wanted to leave he's going to be doing a new podcast about computer security, and I think that's a great issue, especially with spyware, all the issues going on with that. Go to edave.org to subscribe to his podcast. Then WWKNR is it's a 60s radio show that this guy, Keener13.com, he's kind of re-airing shows. He's kind of broadcasting how they used to style it. So this is a great way to back up. Kind of like we don't have a backup for a lot of TV and radio. There's no backup of it. I think podcasting is a great way. We've kind of creating our own sort of backup with everyone having the files. So listen to his show, Keener13.com. Then we go to John LeBlanc. He played the band before from SolanaRecords.com. It's called You Run Your Mouth, I'll Run My Business. It's by the band Electric. Adam plays that song again. It's a great, great song. It's the second time he played it. So if Adam's played something twice, you know it's great. I've got about 30 seconds left here, and I'm hoping I'm going to wrap up the show within 10 minutes. Then 20 minutes left of the show. Adam's actually sitting in his underwear, supposedly. An audio comment, kind of Ivana. She wants to do a cooking show, and stay tuned for that. It'll probably be up in the iPod.org directory. And so just check out that when it comes up. Then Adam's going to play some audio from George Carlin. He gets interrupted from Patricia for like a number of minutes. He goes upstairs trying to pack his toothbrush, and that's secure, and this, that, the other. So everything's going great. And then he plays the audio from George Carlin. I don't have the time to play that today. So I am going to leave you, maybe some Don Quixote. So I'm going to play, that's it for today's mini podcast. And, the RIAA, I forgot. Better turn that off before 10 seconds comes up. All right, that's it for the mini podcast today. I hope you all enjoyed it, and hopefully I'll get some more of my intro music. Hopefully I'll get that finished the next day or two. I wanted to do this podcast while I'm at lunch today. Subscribe to my feed at nickstar.com, and hopefully I'm going to be up in the iPodder.org directory pretty soon. Nickstar.com, send audio comments or emails to me at nickstar.com, or send messages to my voicemail at 727-490-3578. I'm in the Tampa Bay area, so I look forward to hearing back from you guys. This is the mini source code for November 15th, 2004. Have a lovely day.